What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today, first of all, I do want to say, today is season 2. Season 2, episode 1 of this podcast. Technically, it's episode 21, but season 2, episode 1. So, let's get straight into it. Today I'm going to go over a couple free agent signings that happened in the last 24 hours, a couple of re-signings, and then at the end of it, I'm going to do a tier list ranking teams by the tiers of cup favorites, cup contenders, playoff contenders, wildcard teams, just miss, bad, and trash. So, that's going to be it. So first of all, we are going to go over a couple of signings today. And yesterday, actually, it was quite a bit. Signings yesterday. But anyways, we're going to start going into them. First of all, going over the Pavel Buchnevich deal. This is a big, deal. Honestly, this is, Oh, I'm pulling up my template, my TLS template for later. Hold up, guys. Recent. '24-'25, right here should be it. Okay, it's up. We got it. All right. First deal, Pavel Buchnevich of the St. Louis Blues. He re-signed with the Blues. He signed a $48 million over 6 years. 6 year, $48 million contract. Accounts $8 million against his salary cap from when it begins in 25-26 through the 23-31 season. So it's a very good deal. He is plays on the first line usually. Huge, great playmaker, great shot, great play driver. Top three player on that team. If they lost him, that team would be in shambles, but they didn't, so it's good. Okay, so overall good. Next, we're going over Anthony Stolar's deal. He was the best backup goalie in the league statistically. I don't think he actually was, but statistically he was. Stolar's deal. Okay. Anthony Stolar signed a 2 year, $5 million contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs on Tuesday. They lost Samsonov. This is better than Samsonov. So they got Joseph Woll and Anthony Stolar's. That's the two guys. Really like it. You really happen to like it a lot. So yeah, that's great. For the Leafs. Next, we got Middleton. Why can I not remember? Jacob Middleton? Yeah, that sounds right. Jacob Middleton. Oh, this is it. Okay, sounds right. Jacob Middleton deal. He used to play for the Wild. He still does, actually. It's Jake Middleton. Jake Middleton signed a 4 year, $17.4 million contract with the Minnesota Wild on Tuesday. The contract, which has a $4.35 million average annual value, begins in 25-26 season. The 28-year-old defenseman had 28 points, 7 goals, 18 assists in 80 games last season, while averaging 19.49 of ice time. This guy plays a top four, either first or second pairing, usually second pairing. He's a shutdown defenseman. He does not score points. So the reason why those points are not high is because he is not supposed to score points. He's a shutdown defenseman that can shut down. Great stick work defensively, great blocking. Great at what you want of a defensive defenseman. Great pickup. Great re-signing. And this is one of the bigger contracts. Anton Lundell of the Florida Panthers. Anton Lundell and the Florida Panthers have agreed to a 6 year, $30 million contract. One, ensuring that the Stanley Cup champions have all 8 of their leading scores back to defend their title. Great. Anton Lundell is also not a point scorer. He plays second line center, I believe. Second line center. Either second or third line center. Either one of those two. I think it's actually third line center. either one. Middle six, shutdown. He plays similar to the captain Alexander Barkov. He's a shutdown guy, fantastic on the faceoff dot, but can chip in some points and is still skilled offensively. So great re-signing from the Panthers. Really like to see them get their guys back. Kulikov, Dmitry Kulikov deal. It's Dmitry Kulikov, so hold up. Dmitry Kulikov. 4-year, $4.6 million deal. Panthers re-sign him. He plays either second pairing or third pairing, shutdown defenseman. That's what the Panthers like. Those big shutdown defenseman guys, they re-signed him. Really like to see it. Next, we got Erik Gustafsson. Went to the Red Wings. Like to see it. Let's see the deal exactly. He signed a 2-year contract with an average annual value of $2 million. Like it. Very, very good. He's a top 4 defenseman that can, he's good offensively and really good defensively. 2-way 4, can play both at the end of the ice, 200 feet. He could play either second or third pairing, usually on those guys on that area. He's a good depth defenseman, especially knowing the fact that Red Wings' defense core is very bad right now. So, that's a huge pickup. Vladimir Tarasenko, this is another huge pickup. This is one of the bigger free agents. He got picked up today to the Red Wings. A two-year contract with an average annual value of $4.75 million. Great pickup for the Red Wings. He can play top four. He can play top six. He can play top six with them. He's going to be huge for the offense and defensive production. He's a two-way guy. He's great in the playoffs. With a lot of experience. Winning 2 Stanley Cups in his career. Great, great pickup. Ian Cole. Ian Cole is a great top four defenseman. He went to the Utah Hockey Club. 1 year, $3.1 million contract. Huge pickup. Top four defenseman. They're going to be really good this year. If I were to redo the tier list rankings I did yesterday, I would have them above what I did because I underestimated them. Cam Atkinson. I said this 2 episodes ago, I believe, that he got released. You're bought out by the Flyers. He got signed, picked up by Tampa Bay. 1 year contract worth $900,000. Very cheap contract with somebody that can play bottom 6 minutes that can produce on the bottom six. Very good pickup. Teddy Bluger, he's a bottom six guy that's for depth piece. Let's see. Canucks Teddy Bluger agreed to a 2-year, $3.6 million contract extension. Played for the Canucks last year. He's a big part of their depth and why they have so much depth. Bottom six player. He got him back. I like to see it. Teddy Bluger's hard, physical, hardworking grinder in the bottom six that can offensively produce as well, playing great defense, great penalty killer. A guy that you want to have for depth and defense shutdown role. Shane Pinto. He put in the second line of the Ottawa Senators. 2-year deal that carries a $3.75 million average annual value. Good deal. Didn't overpay him too much. She didn't really overpay him at all. Good length. Good deal. I like that pickup because he plays in the top six. Christian Fisher deal. 1 year worth $1.125 million. Good pickup. He plays the bottom six role of the Red Wings. Shutdown, huge penalty killer. Like to see it. Okay, that's it for the free agent signing for today. And re-signings. Here we go. Now we're going to do a tier list. Let me put this tier list. First tier, cup favorites. We're going to put all of my teams that I have being cup contenders. And cup contenders. And then at the very end, I'm going to put one of those teams in cup favorites. I think you guys might know what I already have, knowing the fact that if you guys watched yesterday's podcast episode on who I had winning the cup, but if you don't, I'll say it anyways. Okay, that's how I made the cup favorites tier. The next tier, cup contenders. Okay, next, you got, playoff teams, playoff contenders, actually. These are teams that I'm pretty certain can make the playoffs. But I'm not gonna, I don't have them making it super deep in the postseason. But I'm for sure pretty positive they're gonna make p- postseason. Let me write contenders here. Playoff contender. Contenders. And then now we got wild card teams. These are teams that are going to be the wild card hunt. I'm going to say they're going to be in the hunt for the wild card. These are teams that are going to be in or around the wild card. Either in the wild card spot. Either in the wild card. You're like around the wild card, hovering around it. The fact that they really want like to make it. Your team has to be contending for the postseason spot. And then the next tier is going to be just missed. And these are teams that are going to be around the wild card spot, but I have them just missing. Teams are just like right behind, like a few points behind the wild card spot. Next is going to be bad. These teams are just bad. They're not going to be anywhere near the wild card spot, but are not going to be like in the basement of the league. Like not going to be like the worst teams in the league. But they are not going to be good, that's for sure. Now I need to add a row below this one. Okay, so the last year, this team is trash. These are like bottom. I'm going to put the what I think is going to be the worst five teams in the league next year. Okay. So here we go. Dallas Stars. These are not in alphabetical order. I just went in random tier list. These are not in alphabetical order. We're just going to go down here. First, Dallas Stars. I'm going to put them in cup contenders. This team, I said yesterday in my last podcast episode, I had them winning the championship. I have them winning Stanley Cup. I really like their depth up and down the lineup. Like Johnston playing on the third line is crazy to think about how he can play on the third line like that. And how good of a producer he is. He's only like 22. They still got, like, Robinson, Hintz, Sagan, Ben, Duchesne. They re-signed Duchesne. And then in the back end, the defense, they got... But on the offense, they still got Foska. Oh, my God, there's so much I'm missing. There's so many more that I'm missing, so I can't think of them. But and then on the back end, and then forward, too, they still got Johnson. But in the back end defense, they still got Thomas Harley, Miro Heiskanen. They lost Chris Tanev. There's a couple other back there that they have. They signed a couple other bottom tier defensemen, but yeah. And then in net, we got Drake Andre, the top 10 goalie in the league. And then we got Scott Wedgewood, who's probably at least a top 10, maybe top 5, probably top 5 best backups in the league. This team's going to rack up a lot of regular season points, and I think they're going to do really good in the postseason. I have them winning the cup, but that could definitely change closer to the season as when I do my final predictions podcast. Next, Oilers cup contenders. The Oilers, they made it to the cup last year. They have probably arguably best offense in the league, at least top 3 offense in the league, with team like players like McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and then they added two big free agents, Victor Arvidsson and Jeff Skinner, to play in Draisaitl's line. Before they moved down, Evander Kane, and then they still got, like, Connor Brown, Janmark, what else? Adam Henrique, down in the bottom six. They got those guys in the bottom six, strong penalty kill, strong power play. Defense, they still got Bouchard, Nurse, Ekholm, Deonaze. Actually, I think they lost Deonaze. They may have gotten him back. I don't know. Either way, though. But, like, yeah. Then Skinner. I have Skinner taking a big step up in net. I think Stuart Skinner is going to take another huge step up. He's going to be probably a top 10 goalie in the league all season and the postseason. I think this team is definitely one of the strongest cup contenders. Probably top 3 favorites to win the cup this year with them. Stars and the Panthers are probably the top 3, at least in my opinion. Here's the Canadiens. Canadiens, I have them being bad. I don't think they're going to be super bad, but I think between the fact that the Atlantic is so strong and so big and like, stacked, that I don't have them finishing 8th in the Atlantic. I do have them taking big steps up, though, all the players, but it's not big enough steps to get out of, like, above any other teams in the Atlantic. I have them doing take a big step up for not only from where they stand, though, like, where they're going to be in the standings, in my opinion, but how the teams are going to play compared to other teams. I think they're going to be bad, but definitely not in the basement of the league. Panthers? This is interesting. I'm going to have the Panthers and Cup contenders, I think, pretty convincingly, you know. Panthers, I would have them winning the Cup, but I don't like picking teams to go back-to-back. I just think it's kind of crazy. I could definitely see them winning it. Those three main Cup contenders for sure. Panthers, up and down the lineup, they have star power, as in Tkachuk, Ryan Hart, Verhaeghe, Barkov, all those guys. But they have depth, like Sam Bennett, Anton Lundell. They still got, let's see here, why can't I not think? We got Lombard, they got, there's a bunch of other people I can't think about right now. And then they got defense, they got Ekblad, Forsling, and then they still got a couple other people that, again, I can't think about much players right now, I don't know why. But in net, they got top five goalie in the league, maybe even top three, Sergei Bobrovsky. And then as a backup, they lost Stolarz, but they're probably getting, Spencer Knight will probably be the backup. He's an up-and-coming rookie, who's only like 23 or 24 right now. He's up-and-coming, and he's going to be great, I think, for them. If they can develop him right, and he can progress the way they want him to. But he is super good, too. There's no reason why this team can't go back-to-back, honestly. No reason why they can't. They're just as good as last year. Next, the Kings. I'm going to say playoff contenders. I know they lost Arvidsson, but they got a couple pieces back. They got a couple more pieces. The lineup is good. Here, we're gonna go to the lineups. LA Kings lines. Here, this is loading. I might just search yourself up over here, actually. Hold up. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got the Kings. We got Quinton Byfield, Andre Kopitar, and Andre Kempe in the first line. That's going to be some producing. And then you got Trevor Moore, Philip Deneau, Kevin Fiala in the second line. Really like that second line. Top six. Great for offense and defense. Third line, Alex Lafreniere, Alex Turcotte, Warren Fogle. Warren Fogle is a good pickup for free agency this year. Good third line. Fourth line is Taylor Janot, Trevor Lewis, and Kaliev. The only one I don't really know much about is Kaliev. The rest of the other two I know they're very good depth pieces and will be good for the postseason. Defense, I got Mikey Anderson, Drew Doughty in the first line. Great. Brendan Clark, great, very young, like 24-year-old player. And Goykov, great second pairing. Edmondson and Spence, great third pairing. Look, the power play is going to be great. Penalty kill is going to be great. And then in net, let's see who's in net here for him. Who's supposed to be in net? Darcy Kuemper, David Rittich. Goaltending is a bit concerning, but I do think Darcy Kuemper will be good enough. Definitely going to be good enough to help them make the postseason. Pretty convincing. I have them finishing top three in the Pacific. Number three in the Pacific. But if they don't finish top three in the Pacific, they will make a wild card. I'm pretty convinced that they're going to make the wild, at least a wild card, but I think they'll make the postseason. Minnesota Wild. I'm going to put them in just missed. I do think this team has potential to make the postseason, but I think there's other better teams in that Central Division. I like the first line of Marco Rossi, Kirk Caprizo, Matthew Corello, very good production. Matt Boldy, Joel Eriksson-Ek, and Marcus Johansson, the second line, really good. But their depth is a little bit concerning. I do like it, but it's a little bit concerning. Defense is good. I really like the defense. But goaltending is great, too. It's Gustafsson, but I think they are going to be good. But I don't think they're going to be better than some of those teams in the other teams in the Central. I think they're just missed. I think they're going. Actually, I want to put them in wild card hunt. I think they're going to be competing very strongly for a wild card spot. But so I'm going to put them in a wild card hunt. I don't know if they're going to make it though. Ducks, Anaheim Ducks. I'm going to put them in the top of bad. I don't think they're going to be that close to a wild card, but I think they're going to take a big step up and they're going to be in the top of bad. If we look at the lines here, they got Leo Carlson, Troy Terry, Cutter Gauthier. Great, very young line, the first line. Then we got Zegras, Van Quattrino, Ryan Strome. I really like that second line. Then they got McTavish and Chloe Yandrillo and Alex Killorn. Good third line. And then the fourth line's not that good outside of Lundestrom. Defense is okay. Dumoulin, Fowler. This is a big concern, though. Mäkinen, Gudas, Mitrikov is great in the third line with Lacombe. PowerPoint, penalty kill going to be pretty good. Then Gibson. Now, Gibson's always been a great goalie. Top 10, maybe 15 goalie in the league. I just think they're going to take a big step up. I don't think it'll be big enough, big step up to make the wild card year be even that close to it. Next, Blues. I'm going to have them just missing. I like their top six. The depth a little concerning. Defensively is pretty good. Bennington's going to, I think, have another good year, but I don't think they're going to be enough to be in, like, the wild card hunt. Penguins, I'm honestly going to have them being trash. Actually, nope. Bad. I don't think they'll be bottom five in the league. I think they'll be bad. I think Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and Carlson are going to carry them to not be bottom five in the league. But other than that, their team's trash. And Tristan Jarry, I guess, in net. But other than that, their team's kind of trash. They have no depth, not very good defense. Not very good special teams. Kind of concerning, actually. Next, Maple Leafs. I'm going to go as far to say as cup contenders. It might be a little bit of a stretch. But if you look at their team here in the Toronto Maple Leafs lines, here, the first line, Matthew Knight, Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner. Fantastic line. That's probably going to be one of the best lines in the league. And then you got Bobby McMahon, John Tavares, really kneeling in their second line. Fantastic line again. And then you got Holmberg, Max Domi, Young Crook on the third line. Great depth, shutdown line. Fourth, they're Dewar, Kampf, and Reeves. Great fourth line. Defense, Morgan Riley and Chris Tanev. Great. One's an offensive defenseman, one's a defensive defenseman. Perfect. And then you got Oliver Ekholm-Larsson, Timothy Lindgren. Perfect. Fantastic. And then you got Jake McCabe and Benoit. Great. Great third pairing. And then in net, Joseph Woll is top 10 goalie in the league, in my opinion. Maybe even top 15 at minimum. Probably top 10 goalie in the league, though. When he was healthy last year, he's one of the best goalies in the league consistently. The Anthony Stolarz is a top 5 backup in the league. He was the best last year. Why can't this team pick up a lot of regular season points and transfer this in the postseason? They got the goalie, they got the offense, they got the defense, they got the depth, they got everything. I'm going to go as far as say put them in cup contenders. I just proved it. Next team is going to be Vancouver. Oh, do I put them in cup contenders? I think I will. I think I'm going to put them in cup contenders. There's going to be a lot of teams in cup contenders because there's a lot of good teams this year. Vancouver Canucks lines. The line is really good. The top lines, Hoglander, Miller, and Besser, really like it. Great production, goal scoring. Second line is Heinonen, Pettersson, and DeBrusk. Fantastic line that can play both offense and defense. Third line, Dakota Joshua, Teddy Bluger, Carter Garland. Fantastic line, actually. Fourth is Pod Kuzlin, Suter, and Sherwood. Great for a fourth line. Pairing Quinn Hughes and Hronek, one of the best pairings in the league. Susie and Meyer are absolutely gonna really lights out. They're both 6'6 plus. Gonna shut you down. And then the last one, Jake Forbin, Dayonaise. Great bottom pairing. So the offensive, defense, and depth is all great. Goalie, this isn't gonna be a problem at all. Thatcher Demko is a top 5 goalie in the league, at least, possibly top 3. Probably top 3 goalie in the league. And the answer is Otto Solars. If you guys weren't watching the last year's postseason, I tried to get a breakdown. Demko was hurt for the postseason. Solov is a rookie goalie that didn't even play much regular season time. He just got thrown in because of both of the starting goalies. Both of the two goalies got hurt. He stepped in and was a top 3 goalie in the entire postseason. Kind of passed the first round in 6 games and won 3 games in the second round and barely lost in game 7 in the second round. He was phenomenal. I'm understating how good he was. You have to be there to understand how good he really was. So I think it's safe to say Vancouver's cup contender, and I think they could make it far again. Devils, another cup contender. There's a lot of cup contenders here. New Jersey Devils lines. Here, I'm Googling it on my phone here. First line, we got Plott, Heischer, and Bratt. Fantastic. Second line is Timo Meier, Jack Hughes, Dawson Mercer. Absolutely fantastic, especially you know the fact they got Jack Hughes. Third is Tomas Tatar, Eric Haaland, Nason. Fantastic. And then last is Carter, Lazar, and Bastian. I know all of them names. That's great. And then they get defensive pairings as Siegenthaler and Hamilton. Fantastic. Luke Hughes, Pichet, great. Dylan and Nemec, actually fantastic for a third pairing. The only problem is going to be injuries, which I think if they could stay healthy, I think they're going to be fantastic. And then goalies is, here look, Jacob Markstrom is a top 10 goalie in the league. Allen's probably gonna be a top five backup in the league. This is fantastic team, cup contenders for sure. A lot of cup contending here. Bruins, I'm gonna say playoff contenders. I'm gonna say the top of playoff contenders, right? I think that don't think that's that bad to say. I think Bruins. Here, I'm gonna look at the lines here. I'm googling it. Boston Bruins lines. First line: Zacha, Lindholm, and Pastrnak. Great defensively and especially offensively. Second: Marchand, Poitras, and Geeky. Very, very great. Frederick, Coyle, LaSalle, great. And then lastly, fourth line's pretty bad, but when they're paying McAvoy, McAvoy probably gonna have to carry that pairing. Lindholm and Carlo, great. Peek and Zadorov, fantastic. Power play and penalty kill gonna be great. Swayman and Korpisalo. Swayman's probably gonna be top five goalie in the league. Korpisalo probably gonna be a top 10 backup in the league. Fantastic. This team's gonna make the postseason pretty dang convincingly, in my opinion. I have a finish number 3 in the Atlantic Division this upcoming year in yesterday's TLS episode. Sabres, I'm gonna have them in the wild card. I actually have them making the postseason in the last wild card spot. I think they're gonna make the postseason for the first time in like almost 20 years. I think this team's built to do it here. If we look at the lines, Buffalo Sabres lines. Okay, the first line, J.J. Paterka, Tage Thompson, Alex Tuch. Fantastic defense and offensive lines. Next, we got Benson, Cousins, Jack Quinn. Great. They're going to all play. They're going to all finish, play, make, do whatever they need to. Very great line offensively. Krebs, Zucker, and Greenway in the third. And then last one's Nicholas Ube, Cobell, Lafferty, and Malenstein. I don't know who Malenstein is. But I know the Lafferty and Ube Cabello, I know they're really good depth pieces. Defense, wow, is Dolly and Byram, then Powell and Yokohuru, and then Samuelson and Clifton. Fantastic defense. Goalie is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Devin Levi. If they can both take big steps up this year, I think this team's going to make the postseason. Flames, I'm going to have them doing trash. I think they're honestly going to finish bottom five in the league. I do. I think they're in the complete rebuild state. Yes, they got a couple pieces, but I don't think it's going to be enough to not be the bottom of the league, right? I think they're going to be bottom five in the league during complete rebuild mode. I think they're going to start tanking for the next couple years. Blackhawks, same thing. I think, I don't know if they're going to finish bottom five, but I'm going to say trash because I don't want to have them like bad. I'm going to have them trash. I'm going to have them blow my expectations very low as a Blackhawks fan. Heavy of the Blackhawks fan show, too. But I think that kind of, we got up a couple pieces. Bertuzzi, Brody, Bossoit, and Nett back up. And there's one other guy we got that figured out. Oh, Martinez. And Tuukka Teravainen. I think we got a couple, few great pieces, yes. But our depth is very concerning. Defense is very concerning. Goaltending is okay, but it's nothing too special. So, other than a couple of good spots with, like, Bedard, Bertuzzi, Martinez, Teravainen, Bertuzzi, and Bossoit, and whatever. Besides those guys, that's it. Seems like they got much else. Vegas, I'm just a wild card hunt. I actually have them missing the postseason this year. But they're definitely going to be in the hunt for the postseason spot. They ain't going to go down and say, nah, we missed. They did not have, like, barely any salary cap this year, so they lost so many pieces to the team. That's why I'm dropping down so drastically. They had Barbashev, Eichel, Holt. First line, that's pretty good, but nothing, like, the best. I don't even know who that is on the second line. Hurdle and Stone. Hurdle and Stone's going to be great together. Howden, Carlson, Olofsson, great third line. Austin Reese, Wall, and Kolsler, great fourth line. Defense is Heffernan, Petrangelo, great. McNabb is Theodore, fantastic. Hagen, White Cloud, great defense. One of the best defensive cores in the league. Hill's the starting goalie. One of the best goalies in the league, probably top 10 goalie. Isaiah Civili, I've never even heard of that backup goalie. They're probably going to have to get a new backup goalie, because I have no clue who that goalie is. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. He might be the GOAT, I don't know, but he's not. Avalanche, I'm going to have them in top playoff contenders. I'm not going to quite put them in cup contenders. There are so many teams in cup contenders, I don't think they're going to beat much of those teams, honestly, in the series. But if we get Colorado Avalanche. Okay, hold up. Avalanche Lions. This team is good, but it just doesn't have the depth as some of those other teams. Okay, first line, Duran, McKinnon, Rantanen, one of the best lines in the league. Vitori Lekkonen, Casey Middlestad, and I don't even know who Kevalenko is, but I know Middlestad and Lekkonen is very good. Miles Woodross, Colton, Logan O'Connor is a great third line. Kelly Wagner and Kiovanta is a great fourth line. Defensive pairing, Cam McCall, Devon Tate, one of the best defensive pairings in the league. Girard and Manson, great line. DeHaan and Bremstrom, a great third line. Power play is going to be probably top five in the league. Penalty kill is going to be one of the best. Georgiev is above average goalie. He got 40 wins last year. So clearly, he's doing something well. Then Union is a backup goalie. He's an okay backup. But, yeah, I think without Nichushkin and Landeskog, I don't think this team's going to do not going to be cup contenders, but I think going to be top of playoff contenders, maybe in the cup contenders. We'll see. I'm just going to keep them in the top of playoff contenders for now. Kraken, I'm putting them in the wild card hunt. They made a couple big signings here. I actually have them making the postseason. First wild card. As I did yesterday's tier list rankings. But the first one's McCann, Beniers, and Eberle, fantastic. Second, Stevenson, Schwartz, and Burakovsky, fantastic. Third, Tolvin, Gord, and Bjorkstrand, fantastic. And then the fourth is Shane Wright, Tanev, and Carte. It's great. Vince Dunn, Larson, great first line. And then Osolakiak. Oh, my God. I know how to say it, but I can't say it right now. And Montour. Montour is fantastic pickup. And then Borgen and Evans is good. Special team's going to be probably a little underwhelming, but it'll be okay. Philip Grubauer and Joey DeCour. I think Joey DeCour is going to be fantastic this year. And Grubauer is going to be really good, too. I think this team's going to make the postseason, but I don't think they can be anything more than probably wild card, honestly. Next, Utah Hockey Club. I'm going to put them in wild card hunt. Top of wild card. I'm putting them number one in the wild card hunt. I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I am. I'm going to have them possibly finishing top three in the Central. I am. I mean, this team is so complete. It's, if you look here, I will switch up Utah Hockey Club lines. And then Clayton Keller, Hayden, and Schmaltz, great first line. Kraus, Cooley, and Gunther, fantastic second line. Michelli, Bukestad, and Dome, fantastic third line. Kerfoot, McVane, and Stunlow, one of the best fourth lines in the league. Defensive is Mikhail Sergeyev and Durzi, fantastic. Volkanenko and Marino, fantastic. Again, Cole and Kesseling, great. Special teams are going to be pretty good. In net, got Connor Ingram. He was a top 10 goalie in the league last year. And Veltramelko is going to be one probably top 10 backup in the league this year. There's no reason why this team can't finish or can't make a wild card spot. Honestly, I do. I really think they can. Honestly. Next, Lightning. I'm going to put them in just missed. Losing Stamkos. I get they get Guentzel, but the captain's gone. I just don't think the depth can be able to hold up anymore. The defensive depth's not going to really hold up. Vasi and their stars are going to have to really come up clutch. Sharks, I'm going to put them dead last. I mean, not dead last, but in the dead last tier of trash. I think Eklund and Smith are going to take big steps up as the two prospects drafted last year. Celebrini's going to play. He's going to try to carry a couple of the other prospects. But other than those prospects that they have, they don't really have anybody else. So I think that it's going to stay bottom five in the league. Hurricanes, playoff contenders. I think they're going to make the playoff top three in the Metro. Yes, they lost a couple pieces, but they had so many pieces that I don't think they're still going to be bad. I don't think they can be bad, at least they lose all of them. First line is Snetchikov, Aho, Jarvis, fantastic. Nadeau, Dury, and Natchez in the second line. A little underwhelming outside of Natchez, but I think they're losing Natchez, actually, so I don't know about that. Martin, Stahl, and Foss, great third line. Kariev, Kuznetsov, and Kakayemi is a great fourth line. Pairings is Slavin, Burns, Dimitri Orlov, Walker, Gostisbehere, and Chatfield. Great defensive pairings. And then Frederick Anderson, Kucherov is probably going to be one of the best tandems in the league next year. If they can both stay healthy, that is. There's no reason why they shouldn't make the postseason, honestly. CBJ, I'm going to put them in bad. Bad. I mean bad, bro. I'm actually going to, who else is going to be in trash? I have to put them in trash. I can't put them in trash. I don't think they'll be bottom five in the league again. I don't think they'll be bottom five in the league. Can't put him bottom five in the league. I think they're going to take big steps up with Fantilli and Lindstrom and Gaudreau. Is going to have a bounce back year. Laine, I don't think they're going to keep Laine, but Werenski, hopefully he's healthy. I think they're going to take big step up, though. Capitals, I think they're going to go in trash. Yes, Ovi, Milano, Strome, and a couple other pieces, but I don't think they're going to be that good. I'm honestly going to put Predators, and do I put them in cup contenders? Nope. I have to put them in the top of playoff contenders, right in front of the Avalanche and Bruins and those guys. Honestly, what they did in this postseason makes them from a wild card hunt, maybe bottom of playoff contenders, to the top of playoff contenders, basically no doubt. The first line is going to be Forsberg, O'Reilly, Nyquist, fantastic. Second line is going to be Stamkos, Novak, Marchessault, absolutely fantastic. Like, I keep saying fantastic, but it's true. There's no other words to describe these lines, basically. They're great. And then Janowski, Sissons, and Evgeny Chalysa, that's great. Cole Smith, McCarron, and Pearson, pretty good fourth line, nothing too special, though. Perrin, Brady, Shea, Yossi, great. Lejeune, Carrier, great. Szczesny and Shen, great. And then goalie is Juuse Saros, top 10 goalie in the league. And Lankinen, top 10 to 15 backup in the league. Great. Great, honestly, great. I really have them. I have them making it a second round. I have them going a second round and losing 7 games to, I believe, the Stars? The Stars. Yeah. Red Wings, I'm going to have the Red Wings in the towards, like, above the Wild, but below the Knights. Actually, I'm going to have them above the Knights, but below the Sabres in Wild Card Hunt. The only reason why I don't have them making the Wild Card is because the Atlantic is just too good, man. The Atlantic is just too good, sadly, for them. Yeah. But, it goes. Actually, hold up. Let me think about this one here. Who else is going to make it for the Eastern side? It has to be the Red Wings. No, I have the Red Wings making the postseason. It just makes sense. It just makes sense, actually. I might have had them yesterday. I don't remember what I did with the Red Wings. But I don't have anybody else in the East that can take up that first wild card spot. Your second. I did have somebody, but I don't remember who it was. I don't remember who had them in that second wild card spot. I don't remember. You're in the first wild. I think I had the Sabres in the second wild card spot, but maybe I had the Red Wings. I don't know. Anyways, last team is going to be the Jets. Wild card hunt for sure. I do think that Hellebuck's probably gonna have to steal them a lot of games in net. I think he will. I think the offense, the star power, and Connors, Scheifele, Perfetti, those guys are going to have to do great. The defense and Morrissey's pretty good, but yeah. I'm going to save this, and then I'm going to post this on my Facebook page as well as my podcast. So let me save this, and then I'm going to end the podcast. Download image. Please let me. It should hit better because they did meet the first time. Yup, nope, it's saved. Perfect. Hold up, let me rename this. Let me make sure it's right. Yeah, show in folder, please. Oh, guys. Okay, let me rename. Let's see, what should I rename this? NHL teams ranking, and then 7/3/24 for July 3rd, 2024. Save it. Boom. Perfect. Okay. So I think that's gonna do it, guys. I think that's gonna be it for today's episode of today's podcast opener for season 2. Really like it. Liked it. It was very fun. Tomorrow, let's see what we're doing tomorrow. Hold up. We're going over one reason for every NHL team in alphabetical order on why you could trust cheer for them. That's going to be a fun episode. Very fun episode. So that is going to do it for today's episode, guys. This was very fun. Peace. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.